credit, 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 check. Credit, 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 check. Credit, 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 check. Credit, 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 check.
You get the cash from the machine. It's gonna pay you all your dream. Your credit line goes out of rank. Now you're a victim of the bank. Soon you're gonna find out just what this is about.
Hi, this is Flo talking on the Neighborhood Public Radio. Welcome to Art Sci Friday number 2. I'm here with Jim Avignon, also known as Neo Engine.
Hi.
Thank you for coming. I know you're very busy today. Tonight you're having a performance, right? Well, where is it?
It's at the Chelsea Hotel, where this weekend is going to be the Pool Art Fair, kind of satellite art fairs to the Big Armory show. I prepared some kind, I would say it's like in a tradition of pictures at an exhibition, so I bring some paintings. And I do songs to them, so I play some new ones as well as some really old ones.
I met you last year, I think, at Galapagos. You were doing a performance also, and I think it was called Blind Dates.
Blind Date Europe, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So can you tell me about that? What's the concept?
We did a series of parties that were kind of related to, in the beginning, Berlin, and later to the idea of Europe, because many people from Europe live in New York, came to New York for finding the luck there and doing something there. So we put them together, and the idea was to have a party that was in the spirit of coming from Berlin or coming from Europe.
It involves a lot of jumping around, a lot of interaction with the public also.
Well, this is not typical Europe. This is more typical my kind of show.
Yeah, I guess so, because it's not very typical German either.
I remember, no, I have to admit, all the stuff that I do is not very typical German.
Okay.
And it's sometimes kind of a problem in Germany, because I'm not German enough. Okay. From my attitude, not serious enough. I remember at the last Blind Date Europe party, I did music for each country of Europe, so I did a song to each country.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But you say you don't do typical German stuff, but you tour with European people, right? Do you see some resemblance between your work and, for example, the guy you are going on tour with?
Nova Huta. We're almost like brothers. We've done more than 100 shows together. Okay. We know each other for 10 years. Released some singles together. We share the same kind of humor, the same kind of curiosity of not doing a perfect show and repeating it 100 times, but trying to do something new every time we do a show, like get new ideas involved, try to improvise, try to surprise ourselves and the audience. And sometimes it ends in disaster, sometimes it ends in funny disaster, sometimes it gets really like genius moments.
When I was reading your bio, so I think you started bio in 94, and there's a little text for every year. There are a lot of up and downs. You get sick, you pass out, you're happy, you're sad, you get discouraged. And
I think that's the main thing of life. Ups and downs,
right.
And like the knowledge that after one really big down, then there's going to be an up someday. What I don't like is reading other people's homepages that there's only success, success, success all the time. Like, I know everybody has stories of ups and downs, and I think they should tell.
I really appreciate the song in your last album called Starving Artist. Very funny song, kind of negative but in a funny way, and I thought it was very interesting.
Well, it's a kind of a social portrait of like so many people I know that almost have no money to survive, but on the other hand always wait the moment to become like the next big guy in a gallery to make a big career. And I think that they're not really realistic in their ideas about themselves, and they try to live a cliche, and they think they have to be the starving artist to make it as a big
show. Talk about love in your songs, right?
Yes. Well, it's important.
You also talk about being sick also a lot. I think you have a song called Flu. So I feel that it's a very important part of your life, illness.
I always pretend to be one guy who's not getting ill all the time, but when you're touring like half of your life, each day another country and each day another project, it just happens that you get sick or get flu, and then like you party too much in the night, and usually usually when you do the shows, like, you're the one to drink for free and you drink a lot, and I don't know. And I always don't like to see it as a real job. Like, I see it as a lifetime experience. So I always try to make it till the end, like to be the last to leave the place.
Yeah, didn't you have a concert where the plan was to drink a shot every song and then until you passed out?
I did it and I passed out. The main concept was that a friend of mine was doing a multimedia thing about alcoholism. Right. So he did many interviews with people who drink, with lawyers, with police guy. And he wanted to film this this show and just to film somebody getting drunk really quick. So he filmed it, and it was really strange to see yourself completely drunk. And like in the end, I had 10 people to keep me on standing on stage.
Were and you still singing? Or?
Well, I tried to. to my surprise, I tried to be... I didn't get really rude or really aggressive. I tried to be like a charming guy, but you could see that I was not able to speak properly or stand properly or play any melodies on the keyboard. In the end, I put down... like I have to tell, I usually have paintings on stage, and I had a large painting that time. I put it down and I covered myself with all the people who helped me on stage. And we stood there for some minutes, and I have no idea what happened at that time under the paper. You couldn't see it. No, it's a mystery.
Monday came and Monday went. Tuesday still not paid a rent. Wednesday taught another lesson. Thursday ends in deep depression. Friday at the vernissage, drinking with the entourage. Saturday, he feels like shit. Sunday, can't remember it. Nobody knows, nobody but he knows the dreams of our starving artist. Cause life is bad, it's very, very bad. You suffer a lot to make it.
About the painting also, so you paint a lot. Before you started doing all the music thing, were you first thinking you want to be a painter, and then you came to the idea that you also want to combine that with music, or how did it work?
Neither I wanted to be a painter nor a musician. It just happened by accident. I used to play in a punk band when I was young, and even at that time we used to have like large paintings that we destroyed during a show. We had a really bad reputation in the area where we came from for destroying the stage, and like it was hard to get gigs. At that time I found out that I can paint really quick and doing large paintings in a very short time. But then I started with another job, and maybe I still would do that if I didn't get thrown out after 1.5 years. So only at that moment I decided to try it with art. So I moved to Cologne, and because I thought like many important galleries there, so I walked with my stuff from gallery to gallery, and
it worked out. No
it did not, not at all. Like they did tell me come back in 10 years, so I forget about it. So but by accident one of the bars I used to hang out got an exhibition cancelled, and I told the guy I can do an exhibition in a week, so I did it. And by accident it was the time of the Cologne Art Fair. Mm-hmm. And one gallerist guy from Switzerland bought every painting.
Wow.
Like after a day. Mm-hmm. So when I returned to see the exhibition or to show it to friends, nothing was there but an envelope with money. So I figured out it might be an easy way of living, and like it was 20 years ago and it's still going on that level.
Yeah. But so how did you do? Because you seem to be very busy with the performances. So each time you have a show, do you prepare in the week before, or how does that work? Yeah. That's incredible.
But then I have to say I developed some techniques over the years, like to keep it simple. For example, the paintings I'm showing tonight in the Chelsea Hotel, I'm going to use for my opening that I have in Munich in 2 weeks. So I'm preparing stuff for that exhibition. It's going to be a really big exhibition. It's no big drama to show these paintings somewhere else before. And also I'm painting on paper, so it's like really easy to carry the stuff around. So if I would do it on canvas, maybe it's not possible like this.
Right. So maybe one more question before you do a little performance here. I wanted to ask you, so yeah, it looks like it's very important that you're able to do what you do very quickly, because even the music, I think you write in your bio that you can record the whole album in 2 hours. and but well, I mean maybe that was a long time ago.
Good old days. And yeah. I was only doing instrumentals, and I had everything prepared in my keyboard. But still, I tried to keep it simple. So last time I went in a studio for 3 days for doing 26 songs, and usually like a band would take 1 week for one song. So the guy in the studio is always like he's close to a nervous breakdown when I come back. But I like it like that. Like I also like to keep it unfinished and improvised and
spontaneous.
So at some moments later, I regret not having spent more time on some stuff. Also on exhibitions, I sometimes regret that I would need one more week to make it really good. But I don't know. It keeps me going on.
Yeah, maybe it's your personal style. That's how it
is. One time you reach the point of perfection, I think it starts to get boring.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's play one song and speak again later.
Yeah, I don't know what time it is. So
The songs are short. Okay, I play one song and then we see what time it is. It's one song of my new album. It's called The Return of the Freaks.
Do you have other songs you would like to play? Because I think we have more time.
Yes, of course. But do you have more questions?
Maybe I just wanted to ask you also about your... So you have Nova Huta. I saw also a friend of yours, Felix Kubin, also. Do you play with him a lot?
Yeah. But I have to admit, he stayed in my place some weeks ago in Berlin, and we argued a little bit in the night. Because he sometimes has... we have differences in what we think of what we are doing.
Yeah, well.
So
we're doing very different things, I think.
We're doing it in a different way and with different ideas. So we have to meet again to speak with more time about it. He had to run away in the morning, so we couldn't finish it. And it ended with a strange feeling that night. But I'm where we know for 10 years, and it's the ups and downs. Yeah.
And so Nova Huta, like you're going to on tour again with Nova Huta now, or
we're going to Russia in April, like in 2 weeks.
So
we're playing in Moscow and Petersburg.
With Bad Taste, also I read.
Bad Taste is a Russian record label, and they organize 2 shows, and they also release a new album in Russia as well. It's like a compilation of my last 3 albums.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hello Jim Avignon. It was not my idea. It was their idea, but it's kind of nice. I release this. Then I do a show in Vienna. 2 shows in Vienna, and a big show in Munich that also gets filmed by Arte, the French-German TV station.
Arte,
Arte, yeah.
So if we want to see you playing, where do we go to check out the dates and everything? To your MySpace,
you
maybe?
You can have a look at my MySpace, but you can go on my homepage, www.neoanjin.info. You can have a look at MySpace.
So what's the your main name now? It's like Jim Avignon or Neoanjin?
Well, for doing paintings, it's Jim Avignon. For music, it's Neoanjin, but it gets more and more mixed up.
That's why I never know how to introduce you.
Yeah.
Would you like to do another one? Another?
Yes, I can. So I want to repeat that again. The show tonight is at 7 o'clock at Chelsea Hotel in room number 103 as part of the Pool Art Fair. And I'm playing with Gallery Tristesse, who show their own work there. I think it can get really funny because it's like a usual hotel room. And I don't know what really to expect. Maybe the sound can be a bit confusing, but the mood will be for the better. I have no other shows in New York set up so far.
When are
you
leaving?
I will leave in 10 days, and I will be in Europe for almost until end of May.
Okay.
So I'm sure there will be some stuff in June. You can subscribe to my newsletter.
I advertise it also on
and
my...
And Flo will advertise it.
Yes, so if you want to check out my MySpace for this show, it's myspace.com/artsai. myspace.com/artsai. And so I will advertise the shows for the people I invite here, and also maybe if I have other shows on the radio, and if you want to tune in, if you want to get the date for...
How long is this radio going to happen?
Until the end of Biennale. So
how long is it?
I think
September?
May. No.
Not that
I'm
long.
Not even sure. Yeah, I think
I thought it's the whole summer, but maybe no.
No,
I don't know.
Maybe something.
So for sure there will be some shows in June, and
I'll make sure everybody knows.
Stay with Flo, and okay, play one more. It's about Nova Huta, because it was always like the insider joke that I am of our team. I am the optimistic guy, and he's the pessimistic guy. Because he usually, like, if there's gonna be a disaster, it's gonna happen to him, and like he's usually always attracting all kind of bad luck. So and even if he doesn't have bad luck, he's just pretending to have. So I wrote a song about him. It's called The Misanthrope, and I'm gonna play it now. For sure, an insurgent. Every beauty comes a waste. There's a wall behind the curtain. There's a lie in any face. And I read it in my horoscope that I'll become a misanthrope. Everything goes like it's not supposed. The error lies within. So this is the part where I usually play the piano solo, which I can't do now because I didn't bring it. But tonight at the Chelsea Hotel I will play it with all my 10 figures over 2 octaves. Please come and have a look at it. Room 103, 7 p.m. The Misanthrope.
Thank you, Jim. Goodbye.
Thank you, Flo, and goodbye.
Art is life. Life is art, but sometimes it's not all that smart. Money comes, money goes. Friends get lost along the road. Where to get the inspiration? If there is too much frustration, would you do it all again if you would get another chance? Nobody knows, nobody but he knows the dreams of our starving artist. Cause life is bad, it's very, very bad. You suffer a lot.